Welcome on the show, Jackie Randalls.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yes, no, it's an absolute pleasure. So, Jackie, can you tell us just a little bit about what's going on during National Science Week?
Well, Science Week is now in its 20th year, and we've got about 2,000 events across Australia. 600 of them are in New South Wales, and 184 are here in Sydney. And these are opportunities for members of the general public to come and meet a scientist, listen to them talk about some of their incredible research, to take part in two-way dialogue, conversations, hands-on activities. There's all kinds of ways for you to connect with science and to get people thinking about the science and technology all around us and its role in the world today.
Indeed. Now, we understand that you're actually currently on your way to an open panel Q&A discussing quantum physics explained through an electric guitar. Tell us more about that.
Unbelievably, few people would know that Sydney is the centre of world-leading quantum physics research. Now, there's probably about a handful of teams around the world that are competing to build the world's first quantum computer, which is going to absolutely change everything we know about computing today. I can't really explain to you what it is because it's still a mystery to me. And in fact, one of the founders of this science, quantum computing, Richard Feynman, said that if you say you understand quantum mechanics, well, you don't understand quantum mechanics. So there are all these weird and wacky phenomena that physicists are exploring and identifying really exciting discoveries. Now, one of the world's leaders is Professor David Riley, who's here at Sydney University from the quantum physics lab at the Sydney Nanoscience Hub. He's going to be on stage at 12:30 at City Recital Hall doing a Q&A with the audience to explain what quantum mechanics is, how it works, and he'll be using a swag of guitars to explain it all to us. So if we did this interview again in about 3 hours, I might be more au fait with the science. But what's exciting is that Microsoft has picked Professor Riley's lab as one of four labs around the world that they're investing a huge amount of money into to help them develop this technology so it can be scaled up. We have another team at UNSW who's also being watched around the world, and that team is being led by Professor Michelle Simmons and Professor Andrea Morello.
Indeed, that's quite interesting. Jack, I just want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, which was that not many, or it might be surprising to a lot of people that Australia is a bit of a world leader in this field. I want to touch on that idea of scientists. A lot of people, I do think, have this thought, though, that scientists aren't necessarily given the cadence that they deserve, and that sometimes we venerate our athletes and our musicians a lot more than people who contribute to this field. Is National Science Week also looking to engage people to bring them into this field?
That's right. And that's why these events are very welcoming. You don't have to know anything about scientists to go along and learn something new. In fact, the whole purpose of National Science Week is to take science out of the lab. It's actually quite daunting if you don't know anything about something as sophisticated and complex as physics to feel like you could actually have a conversation with someone who's such a specialist. But what that sets up is this divide where a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm not good at maths, oh, I'm not a sciencey person, oh, I'm more of an arts person. So we're bringing science together with the arts, with the creative arts, with entertainment, making it fun. And your point about sport is incredibly relevant. And that's why next Sunday, around a big NRL rugby match for people who go for rugby out at Sydney Olympic Park, we're having a huge science festival as well out there. So just try and introduce people who might feel really comfortable at the footy but really uncomfortable talking to a scientist, to just bring them together. Because quite frankly, there's so much science in sport, there's a lot to talk about.
Indeed. Full disclosure, I'm quite a mad NRL fan, and we'll be talking about that later on the daily. If you've just
If you're there next Sunday, do get there early. The Innovation Games will be happening at the Sydney Olympic Park Station between there and the game, so you'll have plenty of opportunities to meet scientists there.
Absolutely. Now, if you've just tuned in, my guest is Jackie Randles, and we're talking National Science Week. This is going on right now and going on right up until the 20th of August. Now, issues like climate change and of the environment are things that we face in Australia through a whole bunch of our industries that are perhaps in conflict with things like having a renewable energy, high renewable energy target, or, you know, producing fewer carbon emissions. Now, how can education around the work being done by scientists add in this area and really look to perhaps address some of the misnomers or some of the conflicts between whether or not these industries and addressing issues like climate change? Because I think a lot of people feel that we often hear the argument, oh, but if we have action on climate change, people will be out of a job or something, or, you know, issues like that. How does National Science Week also look to address those issues?
I think the important thing is it's about conversation. It's about dialogue. It's not about scientists and researchers banging people over the head with the evidence. It's also about them listening to people's legitimate concerns about the future and having a conversation and being able to listen to what people are fearful of and then talk about, you know, well, what the evidence says and just make deductions from an evidence base, not a fear base without any kind of evidence to back it up. But the other issue to remember is science is not about facts. It's not about what is and what isn't. It's a process of discovery and research. And the scientific method is continuously uncovering new evidence that might debunk a previous kind of set of beliefs, if you know what I mean.
So absolutely.
It's constant evolution of knowledge. And there's a wonderful event at the Opera House that might be of interest to people who want to know why we're not taking more action on climate change. It's called the Madhouse Effect, and it's looking at we've got all this evidence and we're not acting on it fast enough and governments are not responding fast enough. And that's one of the UNSW Grand Challenges events. And it's really saying, well, look, how can the science community actually mobilise more action in the time we need it? And what needs to change to get
now,
to that point.
Just on that, of course, it is National Science Week right now. Many of our listeners might be interested in getting involved. How can they do that?
Yeah, well, in Sydney, we're really fortunate that the science community have come together and created a fantastic Sydney Science Festival. So the 65 organisations have all got together on a website, sydneyscience.com.au, sydneyscience.com.au. And there you can search by day things that are on every day of the week. There's lots of free events on. Every university has got a swag of interesting things. This City Recital Hall event today at 12:30 is absolutely free in the city. Just drop on in if you happen to be working in the CBD. Goes for 45 minutes, completely free. Tomorrow night we've got Animal Pregnancy at Sydney Uni. You can catch the film Gattaca and have a panel discussion about gene editing and where we are with genomic technologies. There's events in parks and gardens. There is so much on. So do check out the program, sydneyscience.com.au.
It sounds absolutely riveting and fantastic that so much of it is affordable and, you know, in cases even free.
Well, free, in fact.
Yes.
I mean, the universities in particular have put on an amazing effort. There's so much talent in Sydney, and the sad thing for someone like me is nobody's ever heard of many of these people, all the research. So you can find out about viruses, bacteria, neurons, genomes, you name it. There's so much knowledge here in Sydney, and many of the Sydney scientists are leading the world. So
indeed,
we're doing
and I will have to leave it there, Jackie. So thank you there for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on The Daily.
Yeah, thanks so much.